So I'm just going to take a moment here and such great energy here today. I'm going to come to the very back of the church, I think, first of all. I'm in this new phase where I'm trying to get the spirit people to come one at a time, but I'm going to come to the back of the church, but I'm also going to be over to the left in the back of the church. First, I want to talk about a man in the spirit world who, he's doing this. So he may have really loved boxing. He may have been a boxer in his youth. I don't feel like this is connected to his cause of passing, but I feel like, you know, I see this, the gloves like this. So I have a man here who's showing me something. Maybe he coached boxing. He's got a connection like that. I'm going to just park him over there for a minute and get back to who I was first coming through, because he kind of punched the other lady out of the way to talk. I have a woman in the back, a woman who's coming through in the back. She shows me her brain, the whole brain. The brain in the skull. So this tells me that something about the way her brain functioned as a brain was interrupted. This may be something like Parkinson's, or where the brain, the whole organ of the brain ceases its ability, or its ability diminishes to communicate with the rest of the body. This connects for you? Okay, so I want to bring her through. I'm just going to actually ask her to sit there for a second. You know, there's a beautiful light shining on you right now. I don't know if you're aware of that, but all you other poor saps are in darkness, except for you. I'm kidding. Do we have a boxer over here somewhere? A man who either loved to box, or there's a picture of him boxing, or this over here potentially? Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll just leave him there for a second. Okay, let me come back and talk to your mom for a minute. She's showing me something that is symbolic, I'm certain, because of the nature of the feeling I have about it, where she shows me something that I believe you are doing. She may have done the same thing, but she shows me this kind of repairing a tear or darning a tear, or trying to bring two pieces of material together and stitch them up. And I feel like her message in this is, you know, you've been working really hard at trying to repair a rift or a tear, or she herself did, and there may not be enough material left there to sew this business together. And it may be time to objectively step back and say, further darning of this rift is really going to just not, it's just not going to work. Now, we never have to take a spirit person's advice, and I am certainly not advising you to stop trying to mend something, but my sense is there's a symbolic thing, and what she's talking about is either an idea and a lifestyle, or a person and a person, but something isn't, there isn't enough really there. You can give up. You can put that aside. Now, again, she may be talking about something she herself did, but I feel that she's observing, and it may be something going on in her family and not necessarily directly applying to you, but she wants to say it's okay if this repair cannot be made again. That's okay. It's not, at a certain point, it becomes, you know, the returns are just diminishing, and it becomes, a fruitless or obsessive sort of action. So it's okay. That's what she wants to say about this. I also feel like there is a, now she's pointing to somebody. So when a spirit person points, she can be bringing another person in from the spirit world, or she can be talking about somebody who's alive that she knows or that she cares about. And she's pointing to a woman who is kind of indicating her breasts. So this may be somebody who passed from breast cancer, a breast issue, or she's observing somebody in the family now who is suffering or struggling with something like this. So she sends healing, if this is something that wait, She sends healing if this is something that's happening here. And spirit people can do this. They can bring, they can, as you know, as you spiritualists out there in the congregation know, healing is a spiritual thing. Let me talk with this boxer for a minute so I can get this knucklehead out of my way and get back to... it's a real card. Do you... so you potentially can identify this person. Okay. Is there also... Is this about him or is there also... What?
I said even the knucklehead.
Okay. like a mumbled a lot or couldn't speak very well? Okay. Well, you know, do you know a name, Jim? Jimmy, like this?
John.
Who said, who gasped? Do you have a Jim or a Jimmy in the spirit world?
No, it's a
Jim. Okay.
In the boxing world, there was a Jim.
Okay.
Dempsey?
Was
that? No, I mean, do you have a person connected to you named Jim or Jimmy in the spirit world? You do. In the spirit world, I mean.
He may be, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But my dad was disboxed.
Your dad boxed? Was he Jim?
No.
Okay, but there's potentially a Jim for you?
Yeah.
And you do? Okay. Is it connected to the boxer? Okay, doesn't matter. Did one of these guys have a really big schnoz? Honk. Like a big wonk, either because it was, I don't think it's because it's broken, mashed in like this. I just feel like this is a schnoz that is like spectacular in its size.
Like Jimmy
Durante, exactly. What's that?
I said there was a Jim that might have been connected, but not somebody I knew well.
Okay, oh, that's okay. But who's the boxer to you potentially?
Yes.
Did he have a really big nose, or did he have problems with breathing through his nose? Sometimes when a spirit person makes this really significant, they'll kind of blow it up for me. And it's not necessary. It can be that I take that literally, like I had a really big nose. It could also mean talk about my nose. There was something, you know, problematic with it, recognizable about, like it would make sense that I would say this. Does that make sense for you, Anne? Okay, yeah, this is what I'm seeing. All right, so let me ask for more from this boxer. And they may both be here. Spirit people who have things in common will often come in together. But I feel like, was your dad like a real sort of obnoxious, kind of a knucklehead like this? And yours, Anne?
He had a lot of jokes.
I mean somebody who's a little bit like, oh, God. You know, where you kind of go, put your head in your hand and go, oh, really? Okay. He's just, I mean, I feel like he's irreverent, for one thing. And a little bit, ham-handed like this and not, maybe a bit of a bull in a china shop. And I'm throwing a lot of these sort of metaphors out. But this is the feeling that this man is giving me. So I'm going to give what he wants to say. And some part of it may belong to you, Anne, and part of it may belong to you. What's your name?
Mary.
Did your stepdad have trouble hearing?
Yes.
Okay, and did your dad have trouble? Okay, then I'm with you, Mary. So this is his message. He shows me kind of writing something in stone, and he's saying, you know, that this is a, I think he wants to erase something that he wrote in stone. So I feel as though he had either very rigid viewpoints or he had a really, you know, this is laid down the law kind of, not in nasty or abusive, but really kind of very single-minded in his way of the way things were. You know, that this was the way things are, is things are written in stone, things are absolute. And he's giving me a feeling like it's never too late to unwrite what we think we've written in stone. So I sense that there is a kind of a healing of a of maybe a rigid nature, and also a suggestion to us here that there's nothing we've done that we can't undo. And that's really, I think, the bottom line of this message. No matter how much we might look at something and say, oh, I can't unsay that, or I can't undo that, we can. And that is, and so nothing is really permanent that a person does or says, or in a way that someone relates to someone else. So there's always room, I guess, like our principle, the door for reformation is never closed in the hereafter or here. Although he's not specifically talking about like an egregious kind of fault, but rather using part of his nature to say, to suggest that we all recognize, and maybe this applies directly to you, Mary, or to someone in his family, that nothing is written in stone. And no matter how deeply it might have been chiseled in, we can erase it. I think I'm going to bounce back over here, so I may be with you, sir, or with you. A spirit is snapping me here on the wrist, so I think this is generally a like this. So I don't know that usually when they tap me on the back of the wrist, they're talking about a disease of the blood or a problem with the blood, like diabetes or like you know, leukemia, where they're, I think, which is blood, like blood, even AIDS, you know, like that. Their blood is the problem. But this time I'm getting tapped on the inside of the wrist, and I think this maybe also has to do with blood, but kind of in a different way. Did one of you guys know somebody who was an addict who was in the spirit world? Okay, can I bring this person through for you? That's a new symbol. They teach me something every day. I want to say from this person, kind of taking that and I understand. So I know I'm trying to say it. Stop talking. So there's this experience of addiction where the first high is so spectacular that one keeps after it to try to kind of get that same feeling back again, right? And that's my understanding. I'm not an addict, thank God. But there's something unforgettable about that this person in the spirit world wants to convey to you. And it's once a person, you feel something beautiful or experience something beautiful, it's like a benchmark. So you might feel a pearl and then, you know, lose track of it, and all the rest that you feel is gravel, but you never ever ever forget the feeling of what that pearl is. And it's not because God gives you something and then snatches it away. It's to put in your mind almost like a tracking device, almost, to so that you're always reaching for that again. So this is kind of the like the chasing the high, but in a positive kind of way. And so the Spirit is encouraging you. You remember that dream, or you touched that once, and don't give up. Keep looking for it, or keep going for it, because even if in the immediate term, here now, you're just experiencing, oh, this is not a pearl, this is gravel, this is hard, it's pointy, it's sharp, you know what you're going for, you know what you're looking for, and you know how it feels, and that is, and keep going, because it's there for you to touch again. So it's a very encouraging kind of don't give up, And I think because of the way this is being crafted, that specifically we're being introduced to a dream or a goal or an idea you had for yourself when you either long ago or maybe even in the recent past, but it feels too elusive and it's not. And so this is encouragement to keep searching, to keep going after it. Do you also know somebody who drowned? Do you have somebody connected to you who drowned?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come. May I come to you?
Yes.
Did it right. My lungs and throat are filling up with water, and this is how a spirit indicates to me that I am drowning. Who is this to you, please?
A friend.
Do you have a brother? In the spirit world, right? Okay, because the brother's here. So he's talking about your brother. So I think I needed this friend who drowned to connect me to your brother. So he's, maybe he's just amplifying his signal. Maybe I can't speak directly to your brother. I don't know. So thank you for acknowledging the friend who drowned. One of these two is pressing a key into your hand. This symbolizes, usually for me, either you took care of their house, or you're moving something with your. It's a house key. Does that make sense to you? Are you doing something with your house? Are you selling or buying a house?
No, I think I bought it.
Okay. Do you have also a connection with Florida?
Excuse me?
Do you also have a connection with Florida?
In a way, I was looking at property.
Okay, that's what they're saying. So they're showing me that pressing a key into your hand in the state of Florida. So they can help you with this if this is something that you want to pursue. They, I guess, will be crashing in your Florida crash pad when you buy it. So they're very like, buy it. But it's a way of saying we know what you're doing. You know, they give evidence about themselves with the cause of passing or their names or their other bits of evidence, but also they like to give evidence that they're still part of the family and they still know things that are going on, whether it's something simple or like going to the dentist or something more major like purchasing property in Florida. So they're with you, alongside of you. One more. Okay. I have a woman who is African American here, and she is a good Christian woman, and I feel like she was a churchgoer, and she gives me the feeling of being merciful. I don't know, that's a funny thing to say, but she's somebody who is forgiving and merciful. I feel like she either took care of children or she was a neighbor when somebody here was a child, because I just feel that she is, you know, you could run over her cat and she would say, you are good as gold. So I feel like she's just this really forgiving, sweet, friendly lady. Can anybody back over here connect with her? Okay. Who is she to you? Okay. And you could do no wrong, right?
No one could.
Yeah, this is, I love this. I feel like there's this big sort of bosomy hug where I feel like, oh, I can just stay here forever. She got it right. That's what is so exciting for me to kind of connect with, because who she was when she walked around on the earth was, you know, Jesus Christ, really, like that mercy and that tolerance and that forgiveness, and I don't necessarily have the sense that her life was all that easy, but nor was it impossible either. But she just, I think, even if her circumstances were extraordinarily challenging, she still would give you the last piece of pie. You know, I mean, I just feel that she really, really understood what Christ meant, what that meant. And so is it around your birthday?
No.
Yes.
No.
Is it somebody's birthday in your family?
My father's birthday, her oldest son is tomorrow.
She's holding a birthday gift. So if you think it's appropriate, would you say to him from his mother, happy birthday?
Sure.
Okay, that's it. So I have recorded these And they'll be on my website, which is apracticalpsychic.com, probably tomorrow. So you can listen back, download it, do whatever you like. Thanks, guys.